We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. I stand completely in his grace.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's one thing to say He is Lord. It's another thing to say He's my Lord. And my knee has bowed and my tongue has confessed that Jesus Christ is my Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's good for us to acknowledge that. Jesus, You are the one that I belong to. And You have every right to do with me as pleases You, as You see fit. And I come under Your authority, Lord. We do that by coming under His Word and obeying His Word. We don't live to please ourselves, but we live to please the One who loved us and gave Himself for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's good when we sing songs like that, just to raise your hands. You know, maybe you've never raised your hands in the presence of God. And maybe it's a humbling thing for you to do so. Well, that's all the more reason to do it then. God wants us to humble ourselves in the presence of God and as we approach Him. And sometimes we're concerned about what other people think of us and what they might say. But you know, it's much more important what Jesus thinks of you and what He says about you. And you know, it's good to close your eyes and just lift your hands And as an expression of reaching out to Him, as an expression of surrender, as an expression of owning Him as your Lord. Praise God. And we find that as we do these things with our bodies that we see are given to us in the Bible, that the Lord comes to us, to these temples of ours. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost. And they don't belong to us, they belong to Him. And if He says, lift your hands unto the Lord, then do that. And if He says, clap your hands unto the Lord, then clap your hands. Praise God. And if He says, open your mouth and praise Him, then we ought to do that as well. And sometimes we're shy to do that. But, you know, we think too much of ourselves. That's the problem. We're thinking about ourselves too much. We ought to just close our eyes and praise the Lord and reach out to Jesus. You know, when you're in a meeting, for part of the meeting, it's just you and Jesus. That's all that's here. And then after a while, when we touch Him and give Him the praise that He's worthy of, then the Lord will awaken us to the fact that there are other people in the meeting too that we need to minister to. But every time we come together, I close my eyes and I don't always say it, but my attitude is, Lord, the only ones here right now are You and I. And Lord, I want to worship You and I want to love You and I want to reach out to You, touch You. And then as I say, and as we worship the Lord, then God begins to make us mindful of one another. Praise God. And then we can minister as the Lord leads us and enables us. Praise God. Let's sing one of my favorite songs, number 324. I think that's the page I want. Into the heart of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go. Into His love, into His heart, into His will. That's it. 324.
Into the love of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go, seeking to know the reason why He should love me so, why He should stoop to rid me from the burning pain.
Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus, enable us to praise you with all that is within us, to bless your holy name. Oh God, release us from ourselves somehow. And we pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will come upon every one of us so that Jesus might receive the worship and the praise that he is worthy of. Oh Jesus, Lord, we feel so inadequate to praise you as we ought to. And so we appeal to the Holy Ghost to come and enable us, Lord, to be those vessels of praise that bring glory to your great name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. again. And if you want to raise your hands, feel free in the presence of God. Oh, this meeting isn't about us. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. It's for His glory. And we want to, oh, just give ourselves to Him in worship and praise. It's the best thing that we can do. Hallelujah. Oh, and He'll give Himself to us as we do.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, we come into your presence with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the great things that you have done for us. Lord, first of all, Calvary. It all starts at Calvary, Lord. And Jesus, we keep coming back to it. Lord, we thank you for Calvary. We thank you for the love that was manifest there for us. We thank you for all that has been provided, Lord, for the victory that has been won over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we praise you for that victory, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the way in which you have been working in us in these days at camp. We thank you for every touch, every word that has gone into our heart, Lord. Jesus, every bit of encouragement that has come to us, Lord. Every rebuke and every conviction, Lord, that has come upon us. Lord, we just want to praise you, Lord, because you love us and you are working out your perfect will in each and every one of us, Jesus. And we're so glad that we can be here at this time and we can receive from you, Lord. Praise God. Have your way tonight in this meeting. We pray, Lord, that you'll use those that you desire to minister to us through. Thank you for bringing our brother Eddie here safely. I heard his voice. And I pray, Lord, that you'll bless him and make him a blessing as he just abandons himself to you and places himself at your disposal as he does. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, let healing flow tonight in this meeting. Healing for spirit, soul, and body. Lord, we pray that the life of Jesus, that resurrection life of our Savior, will be manifest as we just enjoy your presence, Lord, and open our souls to your working tonight, Lord, and lift you up. Bless down in the village and in the cottage, Lord, all over the camp. We pray that the cloud of your glory will be upon us. We pray that the mighty outpouring of your Spirit shall be upon us, Lord. We pray that boys and girls of all ages will meet the Lord tonight and receive light in their soul. And you'll set desire in their hearts to know you and to seek you, Lord. Give them power to seek you, Jesus, that they might press into all that you have for them at this time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. That word comes from John chapter 11, where Jesus was at the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Lazarus had passed away, and the sisters came out to meet him. Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And Martha said, but even now, I know whatever you ask the Father, he will give it to you. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I had ministered at a funeral recently. I mentioned that a number of times since I've been here. And I thought about that story. And I thought about this woman who had died. And you know, as she was dying, her family was gathered around her bed and friends would come and pray with her. And of course, people wanted to see her raised up. And we knew that even at the last hour, Jesus could do that. There have been many wonderful testimonies of how Jesus has raised people up when there was absolutely no hope left for them. Brother Schambach said that the Lord likes to work after the wine runs out. Then he saves the best wine for last. And when there's no hope left, Jesus can step right in there and can make all things new. And we were open to that, certainly. And we just committed her to the Lord and looked to Jesus to direct us in our praying and so on. Well, the Lord didn't choose to raise her up as he did Lazarus. She did die, and we had the funeral, and she's buried. And we don't expect to see her until heaven now. But he did resurrect something in her life. And that was even more important than a bodily resurrection. She turned to the Lord in the last days of her life and was able to come under that precious blood again and to deal with God. And God raised her up inwardly and made her alive unto God. We were so happy to see that and to know that as a result that she's in the presence of God now and we will be reunited in that wonderful day when the Lord comes back with all the saints that have gone before. And then I thought about her family. And I thought, Jesus, you are still the resurrection and the life. And there, you still want to resurrect these lives around us. I saw one of her brothers was a Christian, but was following afar off. And he recognized that he wasn't walking with God as he should. And there were others that I recognized that as I went to minister to Phyllis, that God was not just interested in Phyllis, but he wanted to do something in the lives of all those that we were coming in contact with. And so we began to pray for the family and the friends. And at the funeral, we were trusting that God would resurrect something in all of their lives. Jesus loves to bring life to us, and he loves to resurrect that which is dead. And the Bible speaks of those things in our life that are dead and other things that are ready to die. He mentions that to the church in Sardis, I believe it is, in Revelation. And we need Jesus to be our resurrection and our life. Yes, for our physical bodies, absolutely. If the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, then he that raised up Jesus from the dead will also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Praise God. And we can claim that resurrection life of Jesus to make us well when we're sick and to deliver us from our afflictions and do what no man can do but Christ. But you know, there's another resurrection, and that's in our hearts. And maybe we have to admit that we've allowed some things to die. Some things, there were places in our lives where we were so alive unto God, but it's not that way anymore. But oh Jesus, he says to you, I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe, you shall see the glory of God. And we can believe tonight that Jesus can resurrect anything in us that lies dormant and that has died, as it were. Praise God. Sometimes we don't even know what those things are, but Jesus knows. And as we are in a meeting like this and we're praising the Lord and opening our hearts to the flow of his life, we find that things become alive in us that we perhaps didn't even realize had died a long time ago. Oh, praise God. Are you what God wants you to be? Are you alive unto God as God would have you to be alive unto him? Praise God. Is it like it used to be? Is it better? Or have we lost something along the way? Well, Jesus knows all about it, and we can believe him tonight. If you believe, you'll see the glory of God. Why not say, Jesus, I believe that you're here tonight to resurrect in me those things that have died, and you're here to make me dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ my Lord. Hallelujah. That's his promise to us. And we have to claim it and hold it before him and rejoice in his great answer. Praise God. So, Lord, we pray that you'll do it for us tonight. Lord, we pray that you will search our hearts, and if there be things in our lives that are ready to die, that are weak and ready to die, or things in our life that have died a long time ago and we don't even realize it. Oh, Jesus, we pray that you'll breathe upon us. Breathe your life into us, Lord, and raise us up together to be seated with Christ in heavenly places, Lord. We pray that Christ will be made alive in our soul and you'll be made more real to us, Lord, and more precious to us. And that, Jesus, that we shall go forth knowing that we have received that life-giving touch from our Master's hand. We claim it for ourselves, Lord, tonight in this meeting, and we pray that blessing will flow from this gathering to those of our loved ones that we're praying for that yet need to come to know Jesus and to find the joy of his salvation. Oh, we pray this in your precious, precious name, and we thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's continue to worship him. Let God use you. If he tugs upon your heart, be sure to respond. Are you trusting Jesus all along the way? Does he grow more precious to your heart each day? Okay, let's sing it together. We can sing that first verse again. Some didn't know the words, and we want them to sing with us. Here we go. Different key. Let's sing this with our brother, and let's believe for him and believe for us that God will set us into his presence and set his presence into us as well. Praise God. Number 3 in the white book.
And Sister Gladys, do you have a song for us, Gladys? Do you have a song you'd like us to sing?
Number 80, also in the white book? Okay, thank you. Let's do that as well. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That's Psalm 73. Praise God for the end.